Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm okay, Cindy. A little bit run down, but okay.
Okay, so why are we run down when you're not working right now?
Well, because I've been staying up very, very late. I've been getting a lot of art done. So I've been staying up late working on some projects. But also, my little girl Emma, my little doggie that I've been caring for, had two back-to-back seizures the other day. So we had some very long day in the ER and... you know, long nights monitoring her, making sure that nothing bad's happening. So I slept like crap, you know, for the last couple days, even when I was sleeping.
You can talk them down a little bit. Our dog, Bo, seizures, and I would talk him very calm. I said so he wouldn't be throwing himself down the stairs and across the room. I would just very, very calmly almost hypnotize him to stay in one place. And it would be
She's only 13 pounds. So she was just in my arms. You know, I just picked her up and she was in my arms. And it was bad. She was foaming at the mouth and everything else. And I don't even know what brought it on. But it was pretty bad. I walked into the room and she was on the floor and she was having one. And then she came out of it a little bit. And then, you know, about 2-3 minutes, I just started cleaning her up from, you know, from the foam and everything else. And then all of a sudden she just went into another one. So I just kind of picked her up and I just said to Lisa to get my phone and to video it so that the vet could see what's happening. And then we got her over to the ER.
That was smart.
She did well at the ER. Yeah, you know, because, you know, I mean, I know that people try to explain what goes on, but like when you don't have a patient that you can, you know, speak to, it's very, very difficult for you in an excited state to try to tell a doctor how to diagnose an animal that can't articulate what exactly is happening with them. So whenever anything major happens, I always make sure that I get a little snapshot, a little video, so that the vet could see the behavior and then make their best decisions, you know, off of first-hand experience instead of through me. So that's what we
very
did,
smart.
And she's on some new meds and everything else, and, you know, like now every time she makes a peep or she coughs the wrong way, I'm looking and I'm making sure that she's okay, and we're going to have a little follow-up next week. So hopefully next week she'll get a clean bill of health again, and everything will be good.
I know. It's terrible to watch them do that, though.
Well, you know what? I mean, this is a dog that I took over from my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law, because she has a lot of medical issues. You know, I mean, she's got kidney disease. She's got a deformity of her front paw. She's got chronic sinus issues. You know, she's on, you know, her rear legs are a little bit too short. So she's got chronic back issues and arthritis. So, like, you know, when my sister-in-law had her, you know, like, these things were falling wayside because she just didn't have the time to pay attention. So I wound up taking her over, and I thought that, honestly, I thought I was going to have 18 months with this dog because she was in bad shape. And now it's been 4 years, and she's still going, you know.
Yeah.
So this is just another thing on top of the
list. Nobody's leaving your household.
No,
when I read
her
name, I'm leaving as one of your dogs, okay?
not unless you're kicking and screaming, you're not leaving my house, you know. I mean, but she's out of everybody. She's the most spoiled, though. You know, like she gets heat every other day on her back. She gets ice on her legs every morning. You know, she's on two different medications for pain. She's on one different she's on another medication, you know, for allergies and for her sinuses. Now she's on an anti-seizure medicine, and these are all timed differently throughout the day. but she gets pampered because she's the baby, and you know, all of them are my babies, but she gets pampered because she requires the most attention, and you know, when she tells me she's done, that's when we'll know.
Aww. Well,
but
you know,
she's a little
we'll
fighter.
Just pray that she feels better. Now I can see.
Yeah.
I think TJ's.
And pray that I can sleep through the night tonight.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna pray because I think otherwise we're gonna take you to the vet. You're gonna need.
Yeah, right.
You should have the meds from the vet for you. You know.
I just want to sleep through the night. I'm good.
Oh, I know it's so hard. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see what TJ has to say, but don't get lost on him because he doesn't stay on long, and then you know, sometimes then you're away, and I don't know what to do. So let's just see what.
No,
TJ
no, no. It's all good. Where is
Hello,
TJ?
Hello, TJ. You're live and on
the
air.
Okay, I'm just staying in the harbor, so I had good reception. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Is it windy out there?
A little bit. It's about 11 miles an hour, so I only have one sail up, but I'm in the harbor just jibbing around with my bathing suit on. As soon as I finish here, I'm going to park over there and go for a swim. You know, I love you, dear.
Okie dokie.
And I was so amazed how wonderfully you cheered up your daughter last night, had her giggling and laughing, so much so that she forgot her phone and everything. But everything is great. And the sandwich you made me was tremendous, and the juices you made me, and a little bit of the fresh cut fruit. I'm telling you, I feel like one of Nicole's dogs. I'm so pampered.
Pampered and taken care of. Well, we're going to be
and
pampering.
I think and Nicole, I think I'm as injured as your dog. When I heard all those things that were wrong with
you. I know, I was
thinking
of TJ,
morning.
Too.
It sounded like me
okay,
this morning.
Okay,
so TJ
to my house for recovery.
Yeah, with the ice and the heat, you know, and we'll be pampering Lisa and Nicole in August when we see them. So
yeah, I know. I can't wait. I'm right across from where we swam on the other side of the beach, actually.
Oh, nice.
Nice, and we're
going to make sure that he picks all the seaweed out of the sea before you go in there, okay?
Sweetheart, if I stay in this course.
I was going to say that.
Now, if I stay in this course, I'm going to be in somebody's kitchen, so I have to put the phone down
right.
and turn. But I love you all.
Okay, love
Nicole,
you. We'll
can't
see
wait to
you.
See you and Lisa and hear about the dog and hear about everything. But I got to let you guys get some of those callers who are waiting, listening to me banter. So let's
see you
roll.
Later, TJ.
All right, bye-bye. I'll put on my speaker and just listen. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, you can unmute
He's
him
so
because
cute.
You know
I love him.
Well, first of all, it's funny because, you know, when you were saying, oh, the dog with arthritis, I'm like, oh, TJ, you know, and then it's the worst thing to be in arthritic pain. It's not very pleasant for any of God's creatures. So,
nope.
And last night, Shauna was with us and yeah, we did have fun. And then you know, she left her phone in the car and we'd just taken her home. And then I get the call from another phone. It's my phone in the car, and I had to go back. You know, again, you know those nights when you just want to go to bed. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You want to go, no, I don't want to go back in the car and drive it back. But of course, what do mommies do? They drive it back.
Oh, you drove it back, all right.
Of course.
You drove it back.
Uh-huh. You know, it's those phones of ours. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's something like. You know, kids have them all the time now. I don't think I would have wanted the responsibility of such an expensive thing all the time that you got to make sure you don't leave it, lose it, break it. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure we would have lost it, broken it as kids, you know, in our going about life. So it's a pretty big, so I think maybe that's why they would have it in their hand to make sure they don't lose it. You know, but it's a lot of responsibility, a phone, you know, having it all the time. But we do have a lot of.
I just don't think that kids these days are as active as we were, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like we would have broken our phones. We were, you know, running around. We were on bikes,
climbing on the monkey bars.
These kids don't do that. They go to each other's houses and they play video games.
Because I know I would have broken it. You know, jumping around, forgetting it's in my pocket while I'm jump roping or something, and then smashing, stepping on it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't have that. because, you know, even library books were a big responsibility, and that didn't nearly cost as much as a phone. So now we do have a lot of listeners tonight. Oh, my, I didn't know.
Yes,
you know, it's funny.
Do.
I was thinking, oh, maybe we should have taken off tonight because, you know, it's summer. Maybe nobody's going to call in. But we got a ton of callers tonight.
I know.
I guess I'm a lousy psychic to think no one was going to call in tonight. Okay. that's a show. They're going to prove. Huh. So anyway, we do have, you know, you can tell them what to do in case they want to talk to us.
Yep. All right, so if you would like to speak to Cindy or myself this evening, please make sure that you press number 1 so that I get that lovely little alert that you would like to be screened to come on the air. I never, ever screen the first caller. So, and also, I don't screen anybody when you're in the chat room, so please listen for the last 4 digits of your phone number. This way, you will know that I am addressing you when I pull you away.
Andrew is pushing.
Does it look like Andrew? Looks like Andrew. Yep, I see Andrew.
So
see a whole bunch of people here.
Because Andrew,
so many people
usually
just press number 1.
Right, but Andrew doesn't always normally press 1, so I'm curious as to what would make Andrew press 1.
And we love Andrew, so let's go see what he's doing.
Hello,
Andrew.
How's it going?
Good, Andrew.
TJ reached out to me, goes down. I'm like, I can't. I got to go to a work event. But I'm like, I'm late, run late to the work event, right? So I'm glad I didn't hang him up. But anyway, I just wanted to call and check in because I'm going to see you in 3 weeks. I was like, things are going good. Like the 2023 Dreamcatcher is like moving, you know? So
okay,
I'm on a
good
path. But I like, you know, I'm like, I always hate to say like it's going good because I'm like, when's it going to fall, right? But, you know, I'm just curious.
Well, Andrew, when's your birthday? When was your birthday?
June 5th. So I heard
so
when you talked
your 2023
Nicole
just began.
Yeah, so I heard you talk
okay,
about
remember
Nicole
that. Your
really
dream catcher
yet,
year
so
begins with your 2023 birthday.
So
yours should not have been going full speed ahead. It should begin now to go full speed ahead.
Yeah.
So
it's going.
Good. And now I want everyone to check out my new website, grantmeahigherlove.com. Andrew did it. It's like the best website. Everyone loves it. It's amazing. And we're being pretty good about putting new posts up on the blog site, so you could check that out a little bit. Thanks to Andrew making everything easier. So, all right. So, Andrew, since you had your birthday and you didn't call in around then, but it's close enough, what's in your dream catcher for this year? What do you want this year?
I've been just like abundance, like as far as just like definitely like soulmate love, abundance as far as just like work getting to another level, you know, another level of just like life and enjoyment and, you know, freedom. You know, those are all things. I want my own place, all that stuff. So it's
right.
A lot,
wow.
You know.
But you know, just a best. You know, and that is your own place. That's important, okay?
Nope.
You know, so I think your own place looks very doable here in these cards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, what are you doing to manifest love, Andrew? Because, you know, we want to speak maybe to other people. What can we do to manifest love?
I just put myself out there. Like, I love people. You got to let people know you're looking. Like, I talk the talk, you know, like when I go to bed, I still, you know, I ask God, you know, send me a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able, you know, so
now,
to love and commit.
Okay, that's good. That's
heal.
Good on the soul plane. What about on the earth plane? What do you do to
bring
out?
I need to get out there a little more, communicate, socialize, you know, get away from the work aspect of things and do more of the social things, you know?
That's really important. I mean, you know, I can't stress enough, God can't airdrop your lover into your bedroom. I always equate it to job hunting. You can't sit in a room and pray that you want to manifest a job. You know, you do have to let people know you're looking for a job. You have to put resumes out there. You have to go on interviews. You have to get out there. So it's not different with love because it's almost like the universe helps those who help themselves. So you're not really doing anything to change your life, not even taking, like, any steps forward. The universe takes that as you don't really want it.
Right.
You know, so
I mean, I'm doing, like, I'm definitely doing, like, the joy therapy. I've been So, like, I think seven of the last 8 weeks I've been upstate doing hiking, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and biking and stuff. So, you know, working at it, you know.
Okay,
trying to get
but
it all.
Are you doing it with other people? Like, you know, even I know.
No, I went with a buddy and, you know, and then, like, so some people know I hike and they've been asking me, like, can you take us? Like, we want to go with you kind of thing. So, you know, I'm going to put together a group. Stuff like that, you know.
I would say put together a group. Even, you know, by the way, if anyone looks on Andrew's Facebook page, he's doing some, you know, hiking for St. Jude's and for other causes, and he's trying to, you know, raise some money for that. Also, Andrew, try doing some group fundraisers, like look up and meetups or things where people might be doing group walks or group hikes to get so that you... So you get with like-minded people, and you get to meet them a little bit. And, you know, I think people are starting to really want to get back out there now, especially after COVID. I think it's finally kicked in. People got almost too comfortable. We talked about that on the show last year, being home by themselves and not getting out there and doing things. And so now it looks like people are starting to get with the program that they have to get out there, you know, and to meet people. And, you know, it looks really good. There's nothing bad in your cards. Everything looks good. Now, are you asking your grandfather for help at all?
Yes. I kind of say, like, somebody like that or, you know, I know we talked about somebody. Like, again, I don't know where things will fall, you know. Like the person I did speak to you about, the dream and the other stuff, like, that person was in my dream again last night. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense of it, you know, but... You know, again,
good.
Interesting
but even
stuff.
You did take, you were a little brazen with someone you met on Instagram.
Took a chance,
you did
right?
You know, put it out there, right? So, you know, we have to get outside of our comfort zone and stop
keep doing it.
So much. I mean, when you job, you know, you get rejected 100 times when you finally get a job. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We have to, like, not take all of the rejections personally or just feel like, oh, I'm not going to do it again. I put myself out there and it didn't work out well. You know, it's like, it just, with life, I've learned at this stage in my life to not take any rejection personally, nothing. Do you know what I mean? You know, we talk about rejection, maybe protection, perhaps that's the reason. But I try not to let it say, well, I'm not going to do that again because it didn't work out well. You know what I mean? Because, you know, otherwise you have all these limited beliefs. And, you know, you're in that dream catcher year. Your business-wise look like is very good there, too. I think you're on the right path.
It's going really, like, I have some, like, really good stuff going there, you know. Like, yeah, some really good stuff, you know. Like, it's going to be a good year, for sure, like, number-wise.
Right, it's going to be a good year. And remember, you know, just, you know, you're due for great abundance. Getting your own place looks doable to probably a little bit more toward the end of your 2023 dream catcher year, which would be maybe May of next year. You know, so people are very anxious for things, but that's really close if you think about it. It's not far away.
You know, by the time it all comes about and all that, it takes time. So
it's close and not far away.
I don't know how my brother and them feel about that going to May, but whatever. We'll have to live, I think, too. So, whatever.
Grandpa said, too bad, okay? Your grandmother was
exactly.
Like, too bad, all right? Like, Andrew, for once he said, do what's best for everyone, including Andrew, please, okay?
Yep.
Like, you're always thinking about everyone else, but, you know, such good cards. And you are coming here in a few weeks, so by then a little more. Like, I'm glad you called in tonight because throwing things into the dream catcher is part of what, during my readings, Spirit's been telling me to tell people to do. So it's actually better you threw it in now. Let's see if things don't start moving a little bit forward between now and then. And, believe, and this is also just a five-year period for you where pretty much anything you want is yours. So these are things that, you know, any changes, anything you want to be doing, this is the best time to be doing it. So you're in a good cosmic space and time. And I do want to thank you for that beautiful website. It's a pleasure to look at and
No, you're welcome. Looks good. I know it's working better. You're getting leads and inquiries that you aren't getting.
Oh, yeah. First time in history, people are contacting me via the website, you know, so that's interesting. I'm like, huh, guess it's doing well. But, Andrew, we will see you in a few weeks. And, you know, tell people where they could find you on Facebook so they could see what your you know, things are for your fundraisers. And tell us about the two fundraisers, by the way, because I think they're really interesting.
I'm just look up Andrew, last name. I don't really care. It's Janosick, Janosick. And I'm doing biking 250 miles this month for Soldiers Against Suicide and hiking 30 miles for St. Jude's is the goal. So I'm halfway on the bike ride and a third of the way on the hike, but I'll get there by the end of the month. So
Okay, great. I mean, these are good things because Andrew is giving back, okay? Like, part of it is, you know, some universe rewards our good karma, our helping others, and so that's great. So we'll be speaking soon.
Yep.
And again, if you want to talk to us, press 1. Some of the people pressing 1 may not want to talk to us because sometimes Blog Talk puts people through that don't want to talk to us. What can I tell you? So.
All right.
Okay. Well,
thanks for your time.
Okay. Bye, Andrew. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye, everyone. Later.
Okie dokie.
So cute.
Nicole, when you get a chance, look at my website that Andrew did such a great job.
I did look at it.
It's nice,
awesome.
Right?
I may have Andrew do some work. I may have to hire Andrew to do some work for me.
I'm telling you, he does a great website. I mean, like, really easy to use and functional and, you know, easy to go through and scroll through. And, you know, those are good things. It's all good.
Yep. Absolutely.
So we do have Desmond. Now, this is interesting because Desmond... This is a different person than the one he usually calls in about?
No, this is same Desmond in Ohio. Yes, it is.
No, but is it a different woman? But
yes,
about it.
Yes, it is. So basically, I mean, Desmond, I mean, we all remember how absolutely adorable Desmond is and how kind and sweet he is. You know, and sometimes the ladies in his life have not always seen his kindness and his sweetness. But Desmond ran into his ex after about 19, 20 years, something like that. And, you know, she seems very happy to see him, and they shared a nice hug, and, you know, it was very, very nice for Desmond to do that, but she really didn't seem happy, you know, in her marriage, and he wants to know if there's any option, you know, maybe not now, of course, because she's still in a relationship and she's not ready, willing, and able, but if things are fizzling and running out with her current person, you know, is there a chance to get some rekindling happening here between Desmond and her? So
now,
here we go. Let's hear from Desmond.
Did she say she wasn't happy, or is this an... Did she tell him she wasn't happy, or is this him inferring?
You know what? I don't know, but I'm going to let Desmond answer that. Desmond, did she say she wasn't happy, or are you getting that feeling?
No, how y'all doing? No, I just got that intuitive feeling that something. Because I asked her, you know, how you doing, and she answered,
like, happy. But you know, it doesn't look like it's that easy for her to work her way out of this marriage. Okay, you know, for a couple of reasons. Some of them look financial, as well as, you know, not the easiest thing to leave. I could see she was happy to see you. And, you know, I wouldn't hold my breath on this one because it could be a few years down the line still that she's with him. So, you know, that I don't know how long you're willing to wait. I mean, it's 20 years already, but, you know, it doesn't look like the marriage is coming to an end anytime soon. I'm not saying it shouldn't, but, you know, and she doesn't look like the kind of person that would even come towards you, really, unless this is over with. Does she have children?
Yeah, she had 2.
Yeah, because I said they were showing up here. So, because it looks like it has something to do with the children, too. And, you know, trying to do its best for everyone, the kids, everybody.
You're right.
But it wasn't a coincidence that you ran into her. You must have felt that it was a little bit of kismet, a little bit of fate putting you up in alignment with each other. Did you have that feeling when you saw her?
Yeah, because I kept having dreams about her like every 3 weeks, and she always in the dream she always be alone. Like I asked her, like, you know, where your husband? And she never say anything. So, like the weirdest dreams ever. Like I was kind of irritated at one time. Yeah. So.
No, you had a soulmate. You have a very strong soulmate connection with her. That's why you can dream, and since she comes into the dream, you know, it just looks like. Her seeing you is probably a good thing because, you know, we talk about on the show how 2023 is supposed to be when relationships not serving our higher good are supposed to come to an end or at least be seriously knowing it's not going to go anywhere. And she's getting those feelings that, you know, this marriage is not right and never is going to be right. So just seeing you gave her a little sense of hope and, you know, did you let her know you're still available?
No, I couldn't say much because she was with her daughter. And I was with my, I was taking my friend. His car broke down, so I couldn't say much because then she was like, my husband's around here somewhere. I don't know where he is, but I couldn't say what I wanted to say because the daughter was there. So.
Right. I mean, it's funny. With soulmates, a lot of it's unspoken communication.
Right. It's like you know
what
I mean? Have a conversation.
It's the code. I mean, her daughter did ask, who is this guy? You know, like the daughter kind of saw something, you know. And
oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like the look or the glance. But, you know, I would say I don't see this marriage coming to an end anytime soon. It could be a few years down the line. Doesn't mean you'll never be with her, but, you know, keep your eyes open for, you know, we have more than one soulmate. Because if the universe feels like she's not coming around for a long time, they would bring another soulmate your way. Because I think that's what you need at this point in your life.
Right, right.
You know, but it's interesting how what you're describing is soulmates is a different word for time in ancient Greece. One is Chronos time, which is Cindy's show starts at 7 p.m., and one is Kairos time, soul time. And soul time is those moments that take our breath away. And if we haven't seen someone in, you know, 20 years, it's as if no time has passed. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, because it was like, I don't know, I felt like it was in slow motion and like, narrator from, you know, that show Wonder Years. You know,
it's when time stands still.
Yeah, that's, just like
that's first time. You saw the way you said slow motion, time stood still, but it was almost as if she weren't there with her daughter and her husband, and you could have just sat there and you could have just had a conversation as if no time had passed with her. And that's always a giveaway of a soulmate, that it has that Kairos time. That as if, you know, no time has passed between us. And, you know, soulmates also do have this way of communicating with their eyes and code words or things like that. And, you know, she certainly was happy to see you, by the way. You know, it made her happy. So, you know, but again, you're asking me a question, does it look like her marriage is dissolving? Not anytime soon. Not that it shouldn't. I mean, because I got a card that indicates that both her and her husband are aware that they're not on the same page. Okay? It's not like one person thinks they're not on the same page and another one does think they are. No. They both know that they're not on the same page with each other.
Yeah. Was it do but, like just grow, they just grow out of love or just infidelity or?
I think it's just more they've kind of grown apart. And, you know, what's making, you know, what keeps them together is the children. You know,
no, okay.
That can be a powerful glue, you know what I mean? It's not that you
yeah.
can do anything with that. And, you know, I just think that it was meant to show you that, you know, there was still a little bit of connection and to show you a little bit about
how souls continue to commune. I mean, like you souls find a way. She comes into the dream plane for you, you know, and you get to see her in there. So, but, you know, keep looking forward and seeing if there's, you know, a soulmate that's available for you at this point, you know, because, you know, it might be another 5 years before this marriage falls apart. It doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that with us, because that was a very interesting observation, how, you know, time went, moves on slow motion, like a movie. It's like a movie, like what they would do in a movie.
Yeah, it's weird, yeah. But
yeah, I don't know. It's only weird if you don't understand soulmates. If you understand soulmates, it's perfectly normal and nothing weird about it at all.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and call in again.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye, Desmond. Okay, now isn't it interesting how soulmates can have that, you know, that haven't seen each other and it's just like, wow, you know, no time to pass ever. And it's with soulmate friends, too. You know, you just haven't seen them in a long time and you see them and it's all like, wow, pick up where we left off.
Yep.
So we do have Natasha. She doesn't oftentimes call in either. So.
Nope.
I wonder, Natasha,
and she's just calling in. She just wants to be general, Cindy, and she's going to, you know, give you a little bit of an update and then maybe pull a little bit of career cards, a little bit of love, and we'll see what happens with Natasha. So let's see what she has to say for herself. Hello, Natasha. You are on the air.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Natasha. Did you get the job that you were offered?
Actually, I sent an email today saying that I was going to withdraw from the application just because I don't want to lose my U.S. residency. So I'm allowed to be outside the country for only 5 months, only 29 days. So I told them that. But they replied right away, and both of them told me that they can give me the job, like even if it's based here in the U.S., they give me the flexibility. So I'm debating between, like, taking it or maybe, like, staying, but I also feel like I need a bit of change in my life. I'm, like, on the same boat with Andrew. I also want, like, soulmate love and, like, you know, get my own place, things like that. But,
right.
Yeah, I just wanted to see, like, what, you know, if, you know, what you, is there any messages
now,
from
this job, do you want to, you'll be in Saudi Arabia for a while? That was the job?
No, I think, I will be traveling. They said, like, of course, like, business travel, I guess, there in Europe, but I will be based here. I'm not sure how long. It'll probably be, like, 2 weeks max, something like that, like a week, they would say, in the beginning, but I don't know. I will probably have to, like, get on a call with them and then see if it's, you know, if it's convenient for me, because I'm not sure if I want to stay here and then go all the way there. It won't be as much fun, and also the time difference, you know, working hours, too.
Right. And so what's your gut feeling about it? Are you taking this job, Natasha?
I don't know. I will probably have a call with
it. It looks more no than yes, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of negatives in this job that aren't really being told to you right now. And
they're not very...
They're not being very, open. In other words, they tell you what you want to hear right now.
Mm-hmm.
But once you quit your job and you're actually working, they might not be as flexible as they're giving you the illusion they are.
Yeah, especially because of the whole process has been, like, very confusing. And there's a reason why I already, like, told them that I was not taking the job. It's just because, I guess, I said no. Yeah, they're not very professional. Like, it's just all up in the air, and I don't like it. And I've had, like, other interviews, so that's also good. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like you're taking this particular job.
Okay.
You know.
That's fine.
And it looks fine on you not taking it.
Yeah,
and,
I'm fine in my current job, too. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, in terms of
you're still going to be interviewing for other jobs, you just said, right?
Yeah, I'm currently interviewing for other jobs. Yeah, I have another one. My friend referred me, and my friend from D.C. So that's another. It might be a great opportunity. And I can keep the one that I have now because I still like it. I do like it. But I guess it would be nice. I need a bit of a change. It's a feeling that I have.
Okay, but sometimes the change doesn't have to be so much external. It could be a little bit more internal changes.
Yeah, probably.
But you know, and, you know, there's like antsiness in your cards here. Like, I don't know, like you just want change, but are you sure why you want this change?
No, I haven't gotten anything yet for a change, and I've been thinking, and I'm also fine here. So I'm also like questioning that. It could be like a change here where I live, you know?
Right. And, with you in terms of love, what are you looking for? Do you know what you're looking for now?
Definitely want to show my love, a higher love. That's for sure. I try to pull myself out there. Trying to make friends at least. Now, where I live, I think I feel more comfortable, but still, I think it's taking me time to make more friends.
Right. And, you know, do you know where you want to live? Because it looks like, do you know where you want to stay? Like, plant roots and stay. Do you have any idea where that might be?
See, that's the thing. Because, like, I want to show my love, and I'm not sure if where I'm living is the right place. So I don't know.
Right. Right, because sometimes it's a little hard for the universe to kind of bring you a soulmate when they're not sure where you want to stay. You know, so...
Okay.
You know, like where in the world?
So, oh, you know, here in the U.S. Here, for sure.
Right, because, you know, it's almost like that other job was going to keep you too much out of the U.S., too much traveling.
Oh, no, I want someone here. Like, if I were to meet my soulmate, like, here, like somewhere where I live, like, I'm happy. I would buy an apartment here, whatever. I would be happy, yeah. I don't really see myself somewhere else. I know that I want to be here. I definitely love Florida because I love the beach. I mean, but it can be, as long as there's water, I think I'm happy with that. But here in the U.S., if we want to be more specific, because West Coast would be too hard for my family.
Right. And what it just looks like is let's figure out a little bit where you're going to live, too. I think it's important.
Okay.
You know, or every job you have, you know, it seems to want to move you somewhere, you know.
Which one?
Every job that you get seems to want to move you to a different place. You know what I mean? So, you know, so try to figure out where your home base is.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
This is definitely, you know, the year when, you know, you want to manifest that soulmate. I think that's the most important thing for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's number one thing, and then it can come in. Everything else comes, like the job. Or, yeah, that for sure.
Right, and what about you with career? What do you, you know? Where do you see yourself? What do you ultimately want to be doing?
So, I think I'm okay. So I work for the tech industry. I think I want to stay there now. Like even though like the other job was like airline. I think I'm very happy with what I'm doing, but I definitely do want to talk to more people because that's the thing about what I'm doing at the moment. I like it because I like learning, but I also miss interacting with people. That's something that I'm trying to manifest and write in my journal. So for what I want, even if I were to stay in my current company, let's say, you know.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's, you know, nothing bad in your cards. I just think you really do want some... like a few more changes, you know, that make your life feel a little more permanent, not so much where you're not sure where you're going to be tomorrow. And,
yeah.
You know, you know, there is, you have the Wheel of Fortune spinning, which is a very good 5-year period opening up, where pretty much anything you want is yours. And just be a little clear what you want, and then it'll all begin to manifest. You know, career-wise, it just looks like you're always going to do very well, you know, and and you know, and it's amazing because a lot of these jobs come to you, right? Like, you don't go looking for them.
Oh, no, no, they come to me. I actually, yes, that is true. Yeah,
right,
you're very smart. Cindy, you know, every time you tell me things, it happens. Like, last time I called you, like, you're going to get, like, 2 or 3 people calling, and that's exactly what happened. And I was like, why? How? And I was like thinking about it last week. And I was like, oh my goodness, Cindy literally said like 2 or 3 jobs. And then you said like 3. And I was like, that's exactly what I got. And that's why I called today. I was like, wow.
Wow. And, you know, that's why I just said, you know, you're going to be offered things and they're going to keep coming. And you don't want to take something that, like, your gut was telling you a little bit with this newer one that, there's just some stuff isn't adding up here, and it's not the right move for you. So are you trusting your gut more than ever now?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. 100%. Now I have my grandma, my other grandma on the other side, my uncle. So I do, like, always ask for guidance as well, but I trust my gut 100%. Yes. Like, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Because, you know, you're definitely – you know, on the right, you know, path, on the right track of everything that you want. So, you know, just a little bit, sit back and relax a little bit.
Yes, I think that's the key. I think that's the message that I'm supposed to get today. Just relax.
Relax.
Here,
I mean, that's almost impossible for old souls to just relax.
Yes. Oh, for God's sake, yes. Oh, okay, my goodness. Yeah, that's why I'm just trying. Like, I'm like, I should enjoy, like, because I'm fine and I'm happy here. So I guess that you're right. If I stay here, I guess I've been a bit, like, negative about, like, finding, like, someone here in Florida. But I think, yeah, no, that's just in my mind. Because I really like it here. Like, I really love it here. And I've dreamed of having an apartment here. So I guess it's just, like, me being, like, negative for so many years that I won't find someone here. I don't know, for some reason. But I guess I should just be positive and, like you and Andrew say, keep the faith.
Keep the faith. That's what Spirit's telling you. Keep the faith. And, you know, you'll know when it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll really know in your heart of hearts, you know, what's meant to be. And, you know, I wouldn't, you know, never, you know, make a big, if you're happy with the job you have now, never make sense to take one when you're not sure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
I leave something you like when there's a little bit of, like, I don't know if I want this.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. No, I'm happy. I'm happy there. Yes, I just have to, like, keep the faith about love, and I should be fine.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, call in again and let us know how you're doing.
I will.
There's nothing bad in your cards. Again, it's just a lot of change. And, you know, change can be good, but it's also a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll be manifesting. I'll be manifesting what I want because this is the year of the dream catcher. So I'll be manifesting that. Well, so my love. We're working on it.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm so glad you called in because everyone always loves to hear from you and see how you're doing. And did you and Andrew get to see each other when you were in New York?
Oh, I didn't go because there was like my flight got delayed, canceled, and I was like, oh, for God's sake. And I just like asked for like a refund. Didn't go. I was going to hang out with him, but I couldn't. So maybe another time. Hopefully.
Yep. Probably just wasn't meant to be this time around to come to New York.
Yeah. I was also a bit sick, so maybe that's why. Yeah. It's okay. But I'll go soon.
Well, thanks for calling. We're going to try to get another caller tonight in.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. Love you, darling. Have a great week.
I love you more.
Bye.
Bye. You too. Bye, guys.
Okay. So we have Laura in Florida.
Okay. We do. And Cindy, just so you are aware, I know that our clock says that we have 45 minutes, but we are at about 7:44 right now, so we have really about 15. So,
you know, I was looking at that going, because it possibly that you know, I looked at it differently. I looked at it as 45 minutes is gone and we have 15 minutes left. But when you said it, I said, no, that's not how our clock
works. Yeah, no, it's a count because there's a countdown. So I'm like, no.
I saw what it was supposed to be saying, not what it's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Well, that's awesome.
Yep.
You know what they do also? They send me, like, notifications that the show is going to come on, and in half an hour or something. And I just ignore it because for the last couple of months, it's been like they sent it on like Sunday night, you know, Wednesday morning, you know what
well,
I mean?
You know what? Just do yourself a favor and just double check your episode info, because on tonight's episode, it does say that we've got 90 minutes. Which is obviously incorrect because we only have a one-hour show. So if you look to the episode pane that's next to the switchboard pane, you'll see the show time, and that's where it's listed there. So just make sure that next week and every week after that is correct and that they didn't change anything on you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No, you know, that's
okay.
always a fun thing.
Exactly. So, all right. So that being said, we do have about 15 minutes left, and we are going to go out to Laura in Florida. And basically, Laura is in Florida right now, and she's got a little bit of a challenging circumstance right now because she's helping take care of, her ex who was ill. But she's in Palm Beach, and it's getting kind of expensive, Cindy, and she's kind of at a crossroads, and she wants to know what should she do. Should she go a little bit further north? Should she stay put? You know, where are her cards going to take her in the next year? So here we go out to Laura in Florida.
Has Laura called in before?
Laura has called in before. She's called into our show a while back, and she's also done a reading with you, Cindy. So, but she did say it was a while. So, we're going to get reacquainted with Laura. Hello, Laura. You are on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. So, all right. So it's getting expensive, huh?
Yes, and I did retire, and I try to help my son a little, but my ex-husband had a stroke, and where I help him and my younger son, but it's getting quite expensive. We don't own. We're renting a townhome, but now my brother's moving up a little north of here, just a little, still in Florida, and I went today to look, but I don't feel like I want to do that. And I still have a child here. You know, he doesn't live with us, but he's here, too, in Palm Beach. I don't know what to do.
Well,
I look at other places, but they're just as expensive, and they're not even as big as this, and I don't know.
Right. And, you know, the problem is that everything's so, so expensive now, so making these decisions. Now, you're not going to be taking care of your ex anymore if you move?
No, we're all going together. That's another thing. It's getting to be a lot.
A bit much. Because he was your ex, right?
Yeah.
And is this what you want to keep taking on, taking care of him?
I moved in here with them. I was working and I did pay him. But I did recently retire, which I probably should be back at work. But anyway, I am collecting now, and no, I don't want to take care of them anymore.
Yeah, well,
but
you know,
I can't live on my own because it's just way too expensive.
Now, isn't this sort of the story of the century now? Do you know what I mean? That no one can afford, they're stuck in places because they can't afford not to be stuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's that. Now, Mike is coming through. I think he was your soulmate, Mike.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, who passed a while ago.
Yeah.
When you said that you were taking care of your ex, Mike went, are you kidding me?
Mm.
You know, taking care of him doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your life for him. If he's helping you, so, you know, he helps, maybe his Social Security, whatever he has, helps pay the rent or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
and my
thing,
son
but...
lives here, my younger son, and he works from home, but he expects me to do a lot, and I feel guilty if I don't, but I'm really, it's getting to be too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, can you draw some boundaries about what helping him looks like so that your life isn't sacrificed for him at this point?
Yeah, it's mostly like he does the other stuff and I mostly try to do meals. But, I mean, you know, I'm not enjoying my life whatsoever, you know.
Well, you don't need to tell me because your dad also is coming through. He's not a huge fan of your husband. Was he not a huge fan of him on Earth?
Right,
because he's
no.
not a huge fan.
No, he was not.
You know?
No.
Because it's like he's like no one's like happy with you taking care of him. That's what's really odd.
No, that's true. Yes, nobody wants me to do it in my family and stuff, except my son who wants the help. I think you know. And my older son comes over sometimes to help, but hardly ever. You know.
Right. So, I mean, would it be better off for you to try to get someplace cheaper, smaller by yourself, and maybe not take us on?
I just don't know if I can do it with the way things are right now. It's really that expensive here. Yeah. And then if you move up a little, it'll be cheaper, but we'll be in a smaller place in an area I don't know. I mean.
Right. I mean, if you're going to bring him with you, it can't be smaller. Okay? Because you as an empath who feels energies, you'll go nuts if you have to feel that energy with him. You know, his health doesn't look great, but it doesn't look like he's dying anytime soon.
See, that's
so,
the thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's paralyzed and stuff from the stroke, but he could live like this a long time, yeah.
So that's what I'm only concerned about. You know, the tarot cards are the funniest cards. You know, Mike just made me pick the cards. It's the Five of Pentacles, which is a woman worried about money with a man with crutches walking behind her. You know, like, and that card was like indicating, yeah, he's not going to go anywhere soon. But if you could figure out a way that you do what you have to do, you know, as an act of charity for any person that would need it in terms of, you know, doing what you need to do, but not make it your life. It looks to me like you might have to go back to work a little bit.
I think so, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be full-time necessarily. But so if you're back working, also you get out of the house, you get away a little bit. And
someone will hire me at this age, but...
Well,
I mean, I'm not that
it used
old,
to be a lot of ageism, but as of now, because some of the younger generations aren't such great workers, I mean, they have words like, my daughter was telling me, they call it fun employment. They're on fun employment. They love being unemployed. They don't particularly like to work. I mean, I don't go to the stores very often, but the last two stores I went into, the help was all 80, you know, like 75. So there's a little bit of, maybe they didn't want to hire older people in the past, but they make good workers. So, you know, certainly just, some part-time work or something.
So
you
think I should stay where I'm at?
Live on a fixed income. You know,
you're
a lot younger, you know, you're younger than I am. You could live, like, you know, quite a time longer.
Yeah.
Do you want to be worrying about money for the rest of your life?
No.
You know, so I would just, maybe the solution might be getting a part-time job.
But you think we should stay where we're at? Because my son is making me a little crazy with this, and I've looked at a lot of places, but this place that we're in is bigger, you know.
It has to have the amount of space because your father just said you can't go smaller with your ex.
Okay.
Because as an empath, you need to be able to go a little bit away from him just to get away from that energy.
And
be on your own. There is a move in the future, but it won't be one that you have to do because, you know, you can't afford it. It's almost like you'll start making a little bit of money and – you might be able to make a nice move that's within the same area
for
yourself. But just, you know, you really, it looks to me, you have to work a little bit. You know, if you were to make enough money that you could live on your own, it might be best for you to kind of
move out. It would be much better, yeah.
I mean, first of all, you could be paid to take care of him. That could be your job. Have you ever looked into that? I forget what the program is called, but okay, it's you know, Google, you know, it's part of, like, it's federally funded. And so my clients are doing it, like they're taking care of their mother or something. And they're getting paid, like, I don't know, $2,000 a month or something, because it's cheaper to pay you to take care of him than it is to have an aide.
Yeah.
So if you're taking care of him, you could actually, that could be your job.
Yeah.
You're actually being paid to take care of him. And that could be the answer to you having enough money, you know, to even, you know, when he passes, so you can live somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but that might be the answer. Then you wouldn't resent it as much because it is your job, and doesn't mean you have to take care of him every second by any means.
Right. And what about my younger son who is here and he takes care of a lot of stuff? I don't think it's healthy for him either.
Yeah, no, it isn't healthy for him either.
No.
Now, I think it's called, you know, Freedom Care. I'm trying to look it up. You know, Freedom Care. Your loved ones can get paid for the care they give.
Okay.
Pay trusted family members to care for you. And, you know, things like, you know, getting paid as a caregiver. So start looking them up because you should be able to get some money with this. And as far as your son goes, he can't also do it all the time either.
Right, no.
You know, so it's just try to, you know, figure out for all of you.
Right.
You know, your ex is really a piece of work, by the way.
Yes, he is.
I mean, nice and convenient that he has a stroke and everybody has to take care of him. That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, your father is screaming on the other side, and I had to
ask him. Yeah, I know. He doesn't, yeah.
You know, you know, and your son is a nice guy, by the way.
Yes, he is.
And yet, you know, you guys can't sacrifice your life for a man who certainly wasn't going to do it for any of you.
It's true. It's really true, yeah.
I mean, we sacrifice our life for people who would do it for us.
Right.
And that's why if you're getting paid to take care of him, it may sting a little less.
Yeah.
And then even if you were getting paid, maybe you could live somewhere separate from
him. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not have to be there 24/7.
So you think we should just go and pay the rent, even though it went up again, and just live here and stay here?
You could keep your eyes open, you know, for in the future, but right now it also looks like it's going to cost you more money to move. You know, it's scary how much the rents go up so much, so fast. I mean, it's ridiculous. But
I really don't want to leave the area. I don't. I'm too used to it.
Right, and that's another thing. You shouldn't have to do it, leave, but look into your options of how you can maybe get some money. And there's a little bit of low-grade depression showing in your cards. It's concerning me a little bit. Depression is anger turned inward and a feeling of hopelessness. There's nothing hopeless doing here. I mean, you get paid to take care of him, you save some money, you stash some money away. When he dies, you have a little money. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it won't feel so hopeless. But also you're going to have to do what we talk on this show is joy therapy. Each day something you do just for the joy for yourself.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're going to go batty. Do you know what I mean? So call in again and let us know if you've looked into that program.
I will. I'll look into it. I didn't know about it.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because my clients, some of them are doing it, which is, you know, they're being paid to take care of family members, which they're doing anyway, so you might as well be paid for it.
Right.
Well, we're at the end of our show, and they are going to knock us off.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, we're at the end of our show. I mean, I know it says 90 minutes, but But they, you know, that is not what we're signed on for.
No,
so
because you pay
off
for a certain amount, whether that, no matter what that counter says. So.
As I'm saying, I don't want to be billed later on for 30 more minutes. You know.
Exactly. But as usual, Cindy, you did a wonderful job, and thank you everybody for calling in today. Thank you for your questions, and I guess we'll speak to everybody next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.